What's up, party animals? Manny Lore here with another Study Minute presented by Fantasy Cruncher. As always, I got three topics for you. Number one, Redcoat85. We've mentioned his name before. He takes down the 100K on Chalk Night yesterday. I'll show you how he did it. Topic number two, what if your style, say contrarian, or if you're about that chalk life, goes on a losing streak? What do you do? Have you ever thought about that? I'm pretty sure some of you contrarian guys are having a tough time right now. We'll talk about that a little bit. And topic number three, countdown to America's race. DraftKings is giving you incentives all week long until the big race. Today, there's a brand new bonus. I'll talk about those a little bit. All that and more on Study Minute, baby. Let's go. It's like the third or fourth night that chalk destroys. My rule of thumb is if Mr. Goodseats won, chalk won. Redcoat85 is your 100K winner yesterday. He did that in the big 222. So it wasn't the $15 fadeaway as always, but $15 fadeaway. I mean, I don't know. That's just at that point, that tournament has to be some negative EV stuff, right? I mean, there's just no way. Anyway, Redcoat85 takes down the 100K on what seemed to be another chalk night. Chalk it up for the guys that just make the very best lineups, irregardless of ownership. Ownership yesterday, if you're talking exposure sums, we're hovering around the 230s, 240s, 250s. Some reached 300, but we're talking every lineup in the top 20 was doing the same thing, right? If you were contrarian yesterday, you had a really hard time. And we'll talk about that in topic number two, what to do when stuff like that just keeps happening. But yesterday, Redcoat, he was the guy. Lineup that won the 100K was Chris Paul, Zach LaVine, Robert Covington, Zion, Whiteside, Derek White, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Trey Lyles. It was a fine lineup, but the only one that's sub 10% owned is Trey Lyles, who had 25. That was okay. LaMarcus at 55, Derek White at 10. That's kind of where it stopped. Hassan Whiteside at 27, Zion at 30, Covington at 33, LaVine at 55. And Chris Paul at 17. So if you just made a chalk lineup yesterday, I think you were there. I think you had the right idea. You obviously made some money. Now, could you survive the wave of people that did the same thing? Well, that's a different story, right? I think for those guys that had chalk everywhere and then pivoted off one guy, maybe two guys, and were some low-owned two guys, then I think you could have gotten there. All in all, it was a jam-packed night, just full of all the, I don't know, the very best plays at the top. The Colts in second, Osimo in third. Mr. Goodseats, I mentioned, was in fourth in that tournament. Papa Gates had sixth and seventh. Tyler had eighth and ninth. Like, we're talking about the best of the best when it comes to NBA. And yeah, it was just one of those nights where you just make the very best plays. And it seemed like you were right in line to win something, or at least profit, because winning obviously very hard when so many people are playing the same thing. But profiting, oh yeah, I think you were on the right track. Congratulations to Redcoat85 and any of you that saw green, of course, if you played some chalk yesterday. Topic number two, what to do when your style goes, I don't know, say on a losing streak. This is the fourth night, I believe, in a row where chalk really prevails. And if you remember a couple streams ago, I had mentioned where me shifting to a more contrarian style, two things. Hard because of ownership not being accurate, but two, the swings aren't as bad, right? And not as bad as I thought they were. And I'm starting to rethink that only because, and yesterday wasn't horrible, right? Obviously, chalk slammed yesterday, so my contrarian ways, or trying to be contrarian ways, lost about 50%. I'd say 40%, really, which even on chalk nights, I seem to do anyway. So I'm really not hating the idea of just continuing with this style, but what do you do when your style of play hasn't won or hasn't even profited in a few nights? I think that's an honest question because What makes people question their process and what makes people question their plays and their play style is, you know, consecutive nights of losing. And right now, if you're trying to get difference, I think there's consecutive nights of just negative and just red on night to night. So for me, it's I think you kind of stick with it. No, I think you kind of understand your style. In my case, I understand that I'm getting away from the field, and if every single, you know, top tier play is going off, then yeah, I'm gonna have to live with that. Now, yesterday, even having that happen, and even having some of my lower owned guys underperform, I still lost about 40%, which is, I don't know, obviously not a win, but it's reassuring in a way. Where if things like this don't happen, and maybe one guy fails, then that could turn into 20 or 30%. But if two guys fail, chalk guys fail, then I don't know. Maybe that's not just a profitable night, but I don't know, maybe with a chance to get up there, and depending on how bad they fail and who it is, you can get those top 1% scores. So just kind of reevaluate the process, what you need to win, what has been happening, and then can it continue happening forever, which it definitely can't. But are you willing to live with the swings? Can you live with the swings? And how would you adjust? I think you stay put. In my case, I am going to stay put. I love what I'm doing right now. I feel comfortable. It feels like fun playing DFS and watching, you know, my lower owned guys trying to get me out of the negative. I like it. I really do enjoy it. I feel like when we were on that Bucks night and we were all on the Bucks and nothing happened, man, that is an awful, awful feeling. So I'm going to keep going with my ways. I feel comfortable with it. It's just one of those things to where, you know, if you're flipping a coin heads or tails and it lands on tails four times, hey, not saying you're going to get heads four times, but heads is coming real soon. I can guarantee you that. Topic number three, countdown to America's race. I always give you some free money. And today we have some free money. DraftKings running the countdown to America's race. If you don't know, that's Daytona. Wave in bonuses with a checkered flag, February 12th through 15th. So today through the 15th. Today's bonus, enter any paid Sunday NASCAR contest today. And if an odd numbered car wins on Sunday, you'll score a $3 ticket. I haven't looked at the odds. I haven't looked at favorites. I haven't looked at anything, but how much you want to bet the top three or four favorites are even number cars? That's just typical DraftKings style. They look like they're giving us some money. In reality, they're not giving us jack. Enter. It doesn't matter. If you're going to enter anyway, it helps to enter. You never know. Hey, and $3? $3 ticket? That's $3 you didn't have, man. I don't know, dude. I think Subway now has these sliders you can get for like $1, $2, eh? Man, that's a slider you can get for lunch one of those days. Or, of course, my favorite, you can go get 3 McChickens, baby. Easy game. Thursday, you'll have. Friday, you'll have. And then last time to get a free ticket or maybe free tickets, free crowns or free whatever, would be the 15th on Saturday right before the race. So get in there. I probably won't be mentioning this every day, but make sure you save that page and see what's going down every day. Free money to be had in NASCAR. I know there's a lot of NASCAR guys out there. Thank you guys for listening. Woo! If you saw my tweet yesterday, I posted my favorite review. One that said, ooh, I look good. How good I look. How good I feel. How good I'm playing. Ooh, see what I did there? Thank you for that. That really made me laugh. If you guys can rate, like, and subscribe and drop a little review just like that user did, ooh, that'd be fan-freaking-tastic. I love you forever. Go check out the YouTube videos coming out every day. And, of course, if you could stop by the live stream at 12 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/mlaura, that would be fantastic. But, of course, if you don't want to, if you hate Manny, all good, baby. Join me back on this podcast tomorrow. Catch you guys then.